This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what's a good cap rate for investment properties? Before we get started, I just wanted to touch base with you and share just a couple of quick things with you. First off, I hope that you're doing well with your real estate investing efforts. And if there's anything I can do to help, I just want to let you know you can write anytime, email me, whatever is convenient. I'd be happy to answer questions as you may have them. Also wanted to zero in a little bit on some resources that you guys can access if you may not be aware of this, but on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com, we have a number of things available for you there. One, we have copies of all of our podcasts. We also have a number of blog articles that have been written. We have show notes with all the podcasts as well, so you can get detailed information. And some of those podcasts actually have downloads that you can get additional worksheets or information sheets that can be of help to you as well. Also in the resources section, we have a list of the top 20 real estate investing books. This might be of help because I do get asked rather frequently, what books would you recommend? And these are the ones that I would really put at the top of the list in terms of the types of books you might want to read to get some background on real estate investing. Some of the articles that we have there include things like 10 best ways to find investment properties, 7 reasons why real estate is the best way for seniors to make money. One of the things that seems to be at least one of the more popular items on the site is the free 3-minute rental property analyzer. And this is the actual Excel spreadsheet, but it actually has a little form on it, and you can fill out information like as you're looking at properties, and I do this a lot. I find them online. I get properties sent to me via email. And as I go through these, sometimes I'll just look real quickly at some of the key elements, you know, the cost of the property and how many units and, a lot of the basic information. And I can plug it into this Excel sheet, and then it loads into another sheet that basically allows me to sort by things like cash flow or various ratios and so forth. And it helps me to sort through what properties I might want to go back and really spend time analyzing. So that's available. It's free on the website. It's a pop-up. So as soon as you show up on the website, it should just pop up there and you can download it. If it doesn't happen as a pop-up, sometimes people block their pop-ups, then email me. I'll be happy to send you a copy. Okay, well, let's get into our topic. What's a good cap rate for investment properties? Capitalization or cap rates are the most commonly used metric by which real estate investments are measured, which begs the question, what is a good cap rate for an investment property? And as with any complex topic, the answer is, well, it depends. My simple answer is that a good cap rate is anything that gives you positive cash flow. After all, here on the Old Dogs REI Network, cash flow is king, and it's really just that simple. However, as you begin to move beyond investing in single-family homes and maybe even small multis, as you get into larger commercial properties, those that are, let's say, 5 units or more, then generally cap rates take on a more significant role. My focus here in this podcast will be residential multifamily properties with five or more units. I won't be looking at other commercial triple net type properties or other types of commercial properties, but the focus here is really, again, multifamily. Now, banks, investors, mortgage brokers, there'll be a lot of different people that are going to talk to you about cap rates, and they're going to expect you to understand what they are, and they're going to talk about properties in terms of their value based on cap rates. So this is a term that you really should be aware of. I mean, there's just a certain vocabulary that you're going to find as you're working with lenders or brokers that really should be a regular part of your understanding. Let me just take a look at this. The idea with cap rates really is to look at the profitability or return on investment of that property as opposed to market comps that are primarily how you assess single family and small multis. A cap rate for an investment property is one of the most important tools in the world of real estate investing. And like other metrics like ROI and IRR and others, it can also be complicated. And sometimes I think it doesn't have to be that complicated. First, let me just give you a basic, you know, course here on cap rates. What is a cap rate? As I mentioned before, capitalization rate is one of the most commonly used metrics to measure the profitability of a real estate investment. It describes the rate of return of a rental property, regardless of the method of financing. In theory, cap rates are a measurement of the level of risk associated with an investment property. Now, the definition says a lower cap rate corresponds to a lower level of risk, whereas a higher cap rate means a higher level of risk. This is logical, as investing in low risk is associated with low profitability, while high risk is related to the possibility for higher gains. But I'm not even sure I agree there. For example, here in California, we have very low cap rates. And generally, that converts to low cash flow. It also means, especially when you're at the top of the bubble, like many people say we are in California right now, in terms of the actual prices of properties, to invest at this low cap rate, and sometimes we're talking 3-4% here, that can really not necessarily be a good investment. And I would say it would have a higher risk, even though it's a lower cap rate. So I'm not even sure that investors agree on the definition of cap rates in some cases. Another reason a cap rate is important is that it's a ratio that helps us determine the value of a multifamily property. And this is where I think it's, to me at least, it seems like it has the most significance. Because when you're calculating the value of a property, you have to look at the cap rate, especially the market cap rate, as it relates to the price of the property that you're buying. So since we're not so heavily into market comps, it is a way to calculate the value of the property, especially if you're involved with value add types of deals and things of that nature, where you really do try to force the appreciation on a property. It's an important metric. Let's look at NOI for a second, too, because I just mentioned that to calculate the NOI, you need to start with the annual rental income from an investment property and subtract from it all cost and expenses associated with operating that property, including taxes, insurance, management costs, utilities, maintenance, and others. The basic cap rate formula, as I've shown here, assumes the acquisitions are all paid for in cash and do not involve finance costs. If you, however, are financing your purchase through a bank loan, let's say, you will also need to include the annual cost of financing your property, your mortgage payments, basically, as an operating expense. Now, let's look at price. The price is the price that you pay for the rental property, in addition to all other acquisition costs, such as brokerage fees, closing costs, or rehab costs. For example, let's say it costs you a total of $170,000 to buy a rental property. You pay cash. You can rent it out for, let's say, $1,500 per month. All annual costs related to your property add up to $3,000. Now remember, you don't have a mortgage in this particular example. To calculate the cap rate equals NOI divided by price. Now NOI, which is the annual rental income minus annual operating costs, okay, that equals 12 times 1,500, okay? So to get the income, 1,500 a month is your income. That's times 12 months, that's $18,000 as your annual income, minus the $3,000, which are your total operating expenses, gives you $15,000. Now take your NOI, that's the NOI now, of $15,000, and divide it by your price of the property, $170,000, and you get 8.82%. That's your cap rate. Okay, so the cap rate equals $15,000 divided by $170,000 equals 8.82%. Now, capitalization rates are also an indirect measure of how fast an investment will pay for itself. In the example above, the purchased building will be fully capitalized, in other words, pay for itself, after 8.82 years. And that's easy to calculate. It's 100% divided by the cap rate of whatever it is, in this case, 8.82. Now that we've gone over calculations, let's go back to our initial question. What's a good cap rate for an investment property? Now, I will tell you, there is no unanimous answer to this question where everyone will agree. However, most experts, quote unquote, tend to agree that the value of a cap rate should be somewhere around 8 to 12%, somewhere in there. Now, again, keeping in mind that the higher that cap rate is, probably the higher risk of that property. For most rental properties around the U.S., the value is probably between that 8 and 12% point. Now, what's an acceptable rate for my property? First, the cap rate varies based on the asset type. For example, multifamily properties consistently have the lowest cap rate because they are considered to provide among the lowest risk. That's an important point to note there. The reason is simple. Apartment buildings generate their rental income from numerous tenants every month. So even if one or two of your tenants don't pay their rent for a certain month, the change in your cash flow for that month is relatively small. That's one of the great advantages of multis, especially larger multis. Conversely, imagine a large, luxurious house that you rent out to a single family. If the tenants don't pay their rent for this month, you're left with no income, so the risk is high. Second, the cap rate is different in different markets. As you've heard many times in real estate investing, and just as I mentioned here in California, our cap rates are super compressed. But location is everything. States, cities, and neighborhoods all have different cap rates. This is partially because rents, operating costs, and acquisition costs change from one place to another. They also change over time. Different markets also exhibit different supply and demand, which will also cause significant differences. So while you can use cap rate to compare the risk and the profitability of comparable properties in the same market, you shouldn't decide between buying a small apartment in Boston, for example, or a two-story house in Miami solely based on it. As a general rule, you need to identify the average cap rate in the area that you are considering as your minimum goal when purchasing an investment property. Now, this can be frustrating, too, as it is not always easy to identify what the local cap rate is. Now, I talk to brokers all the time, and I'll tell you, I ask them, you know, well, what's the cap rate for that area? I'm looking at a particular property, and they don't always know. And sometimes they hedge around it, and, you know, these are people that are buying and selling, and they're in that market and very involved in that market, but they don't even know in many cases what the cap rate is. So it may change from neighborhood to neighborhood. And I recommend that really your best source is probably going to be your local real estate commercial broker in the area. And even at that, expect the rate to vary from broker to broker. At best, you get a good range. To sum up, in conclusion, the cap rate is a helpful metric to use when shopping for a market and for a property. However, you should not base your final decision regarding your property purchase entirely on cap rate. A major disadvantage of the cap rate is that it doesn't take into consideration the depreciation or appreciation of a rental property, which plays a major role in determining the return on your real estate investment. Also, it does not account for the way of financing your property. Importantly, the cap rates may be misleading in growing markets. For example, even if the cap rate is not great at the moment, it may be worth it if you invested in a property in a market that is set to grow, an emerging market, for example. This gives you the opportunity to enjoy higher rents and a significant appreciation of your property in a few years. What it really boils down to is this. If you buy at a price better than the market cap rate, but you are bleeding cash each month, your business will fail. If you have cash left over at the end of the month, your business will probably succeed. It's really as simple as that. Additional information on this, I would recommend that you do some research and now check out some good articles out there on cap rates. We have another podcast, number 024, entitled What is a Cap Rate and Why is it Important? And there'll be a link again in our show notes here so you can just click on it. And that'll give you a good overview of cap rates and the value of cap rates and how to use them. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.